Well, say it had frozen over. Say it had frozen over last night, and you went out to a pond. What would you say when you saw that pond, when you saw the sheet of ice on it?
There wouldn't be any sheet of ice on it.
Well, say if it was later in the winter, perhaps.
It's the rarest thing that the ponds here are coated with ice. It's very rare.
Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough for it to freeze, what would you say about the lake when you went out and saw that sheet of ice on it?
Well, son, we would be presuming then, because it's a condition that doesn't happen here in the South.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say that once or twice in my lifetime I've seen ice on the lakes.
What did you say when you saw it? What did you call it? Did you say the lake had done something?
Well, you'd say the lake was frozen over. That's all you could say.
Okay. What if it gets colder tonight? Say, it wasn't that cold last night. It might get a lot colder tonight, and the lake might do something. What would you say? The pond or the lake might.
Son, there wouldn't be any change in the
okay.
lake, and I don't want to give you an answer that that isn't true.
Sure. Okay.
Now you see, I have possibly twice in my life have seen lakes with a coating of ice on them, and then it would be so thin that it wouldn't be considerable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. You say you used to live in a house in Augusta. I saw that in the paper, the newspaper article you showed me where you had the desk at. You used to live in a house in Augusta?
Well, frankly, I had a home here before my wife died.
Uh-huh.
And that's been 30-odd years ago.
Well,
she's been dead 33 years. But I was born on Green Street here in Augusta, right where the house stands at the present time. But for the last 30 years since my wife passed away, I've been on the road traveling from hotel to hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have any particular name for a room where you invited the guests to come to sit? When you invited them in for, say, like a Sunday dinner or something, would they sit in a particular room?
Son, the only place that I took my guests, and you'd be surprised to know how long this condition exists, I would take them to a cafe, a hotel somewhere, that we may have a meal together.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you had the house, though, when you're living in your house, did you have a name for the room where you'd entertain them at?
Well, we had the houses we lived in had what was known as a living room that was similar to a parlor,
mm-hmm.
but it was a sort of a combination service room where we entertained our friends. It was what we called the living room all over the South. That is living room and dining room combined, you see, in lots of houses.
Yeah. Well, do you think you could possibly draw me a sketch of your house, the house you used to live in Augusta? Do you think you could do that for me? Or maybe I could just draw it and you could tell me what rooms were what?
Son, you see, you're talking to a man who's lived a very close life.
Mm-hmm.
First place, my wife, for years before she passed away, was almost an invalid. So we didn't have any entertainment.
Yes, sir. Well, what we're kind of interested in is just the names of the rooms in your house.
It was just a living room in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, even in those days, we didn't have what we call a parlor. It was just a living room.
In general, if we were to talk of rooms, and you were to measure the height of this room, how tall would you say it was?
Well, I'd say about 10 feet ceiling.
Mm-hmm.